everybody and everything are not worth the same amount. Not everybody and everything are equal, nor do they have the same level of importance. So there's no reason for everything to be equal because everything ain't equal. All right, why would you do that? That's just unnatural.
StayAllDay.com.
Pretty exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has, relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
What can you get? DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You are now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. That is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unified philosophy that is called Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is balancing being outside, being inside. I'll explain to you what those mean in a moment. Before I do that, let me tell you two things. First of all, my daily motivation text and my Monday motivation text come out every day, every week, respectively, guaranteed to have you focused, sharp, and on point, both of them. All you got to do to get these messages to be part of my text community, and we'll tell you what your options are as soon as you are in. My number is 305-384-6894. If you send a text there, you don't get an immediate response because we're still working on some tech issues. So not everybody's getting all the messages, but as soon as we get all that cleared up, then everyone will be getting them. I'll let you all know when I know it's perfectly cleared up, but you can just text me now. So we'll at least have your number saved. So when we do get everything going again, you will hit the ground running. Secondly, Work on Your Game University. If you are a top 2% performer, or you plan on becoming one, and when it comes to your business, when it comes to your mindset, when it comes to the outcomes you're producing, your performance, and your results, I want you to go to workonyourgameuniversity.com because that is the place where you can get to work with me directly. And I'm looking for people like you, people who are serious about your goals. You have big goals and you're looking to get to them now. Like, you're on the clock right now about getting the goals. This is not something that you're like 10 years from now, that'd be cool. You're talking about, I'm looking to get to work now, today, yesterday. So I want you to go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. You can see what our program is about. You can see some case studies and stories of people who have worked with us and who are working with us right now. And you can schedule a time to get on a call with us so we can take it from there. Again, that's workonyourgameuniversity.com. Now, with that out the way, let's get into the topic. Balancing being outside with being inside. So I thought of this one because I personally have been doing a lot of media in this first part of 2024. So by the time you hear this, we're probably into the second quarter of 2024. I'm recording it in the first quarter. And through this first quarter, we've been doing a good amount of media appearances, good amount of outreach, a lot of collaborations, a lot of things that are giving me opportunities to expose myself and the Work on Your Game philosophy and message to audiences that otherwise did not or do not know about me. As such, a lot of my time gets spent on streaming platforms such as Zoom calls, Riverside, things like that. When I say streaming platforms, that's what I mean. And I'm often recording on other people's shows. So appearing on other people's shows, recording podcast interviews, etc. Now, being that time is a limited resource, every hour that I spend doing those things, recording on somebody else's show, being on somebody else's, getting an interview on somebody else's platform, you know, putting my message out there in front of people who otherwise had never heard of me, every hour I spend doing that means the opportunity cost of that hour is I'm not spending that time doing my own stuff, like writing articles, recording this show, creating new programs, etc. Thinking of ways to sell more of my own stuff. And you know, let's be clear, I can sell more of my stuff by exposing myself to other people's audiences. But I mean, like internally, just sitting and just brainstorming and thinking, what are some ways that I can get my stuff out there to more people or get more of my stuff to people who already know about me, people like you? So I'm not doing that when I'm spending time on other people's platforms. So it's got me thinking about the balance that we must strike, especially when you are an active marketer of yourself and your materials, someone like myself, between being outside which is when you are in on other people's platforms, reaching out, collaborating, getting, seeing and being seen, mixing and mingling. When I'm appearing on other people's platforms, that's what I'm doing. I'm outside. I'm active. I'm getting myself in front of people who otherwise did not know me. That's outside. Inside is when I'm doing stuff like this right here. Right now, as I'm recording this, I'm sitting in my home office. I'm recording my show for my audience that I do every single day. This is being inside. Inside is when I sit down and write articles. I wrote a couple of them this morning before I started recording. Inside is doing things that are specifically for what goes on in my world. So working on books, working on courses, working on sales funnels, working on the CRM, grabbing new leads. Those are internal things. And then we got the external things. So what I want to talk about here today is finding the balance between doing external outside stuff and internal inside stuff. So basically what I want to do with you here today is share with you the things that I end up telling myself about this exact exchange. And I'm going to share that internal conversation with you so that you understand how this works. Because if you're a person who has a product or a service that you want to get out there to more people, in other words, you need to do marketing in order for people to know about it. But at the same time, you know, you have to do some inside stuff to keep your business going the way it is supposed to and just maintaining your business. Then you got some inside stuff to do too. So how do you strike the balance between these? That's the conversation today. Point number one. Topic once again is balancing being outside with being inside. Number one, there is a season for everything. And for everything, there is a season. For example, when I was finishing writing my book, Work on Your Game, I have a book called Work on Your Game. I didn't do any outside activity for a good 3 or 4 month period while I was working on the actual writing. Now, when it was time to do the marketing, then I did a whole lot of external outside activity. But when I was working on the writing, I was doing a whole lot of inside activity. So during that 3 or 4 month period, all I did was work on my book. I mean, literally writing the book, editing the book, crafting material around the launch of the book and the release of the book, like articles and things that I was going to do to market it. I'm putting together a hit list of people and shows that I wanted to appear on to promote the book. And I wasn't doing too much. And again, during that time, I wasn't doing the outreach yet because it wasn't yet time. It wasn't time to start planning those things. So I wasn't doing a lot of outreach for collaborations, appearances. I wasn't trying to book speaking gigs. The type of things that I mentioned in the intro to this episode, I wasn't doing any of those things during this window. That's because I wanted to focus completely on, again, finishing the book, writing it to the best of my ability, make sure it was the best possible product. So when I put that product out there, the product got the kind of reviews that I expected, and it was producing the kind of outcomes through readers that I wanted it to produce. In other words, as we talked about yesterday, delivering on my promise. And I was able to achieve that. And then I went back to doing outside things. So once I finished with the book, I went back to doing outside stuff to let people know about it. So these days, the book is done. I don't have to do it again. That's a good thing about creating intellectual properties. You only got to create it one time. You don't have to do it over and over again. Then you can spend the rest of the lifetime of that product just marketing and promoting and letting people know that it exists. So that book writing timeline, again, was an inside season for me. So when I say there's a season for everything, this is what I mean. That was an inside season for me to spend that time working on writing the book. I did an episode on seasons. It was episode 2096, the 3 seasons of your work and how to manage them. Also see episode number 398, the planting and harvesting seasons of life. So I did 2 episodes on seasons that you should go and check out. You can listen to any episode by just going to dreallday.com/blog/ and then put the episode number, or you can go to workonyourgamepodcast.com. So the episodes are in 2 different places, well, actually 3. One of them, they'll be on this feed, but they only load, I think, maybe the last 300 to 500 episodes. So if you're listening to an episode that's more than 500 days old, then you got to go to the website, dreallday.com/blog/episode number, or workonyourgamepodcast.com. And there you can just see every episode ever is all listed out. So as I continue, that was an inside season for me. Now, right now, today, as I mentioned at the top of this episode, right now, this is an outside season for me. I'm in an outside season right now. Actually, all of 2024, I will probably be in an outside season all of this year, unless something changes. Now, I'm recording this in March. By the time you hear this, it'll probably be April or May. And who knows? Maybe something will happen in the next, between now and the time this records, that I all of a sudden is an inside season again, because something came up that I decided to accept and work with that puts me back into an inside mode. But right now, my projection is that this is going to be an outside season this whole year. I'm doing a lot of outreach. I'm meeting a lot of new people, and I'm getting my name and face known by a bunch of new audiences. Now, this is not to say that you need to be all in on one or the other at all times. Sometimes you can have a mix of both. So I'm not saying that. I'm just helping you understand what an outside season and inside season look like. And then the next point, I'm going to tell you about how you blend these together if you so choose. Because you could choose to just do all or one or the other at different times. And you can also choose to mix them up. So let's talk about that. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com and get my emails directly to your inbox every day free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. It's important to me that the supplements I take, if I take any at all, are of the highest quality. And that's why for the last 2+ years, I've been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands, AG1 is consistently and constantly searching for how to do things better. At 52 iterations of their formula and counting, their team is always trying to find better ways to source, test, and aim to find the best quality ingredients available. So many people have asked me if AG1 is actually the real deal. And trust me, there's a reason why I've been drinking it for so long. Quality for AG1 is not just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I know I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standard typically only tests for 10. Taking care of my health shouldn't be complicated, and AG1 simplifies this by making it so that there aren't a million different pills and capsules to keep track of. I hated doing that. Just one scoop of AG1 mixed with water every day. It's really that simple. AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support. I have partnered with AG1 for so long because they make such a high quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out. That link is down below in the description as well. One more time, drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out. And point number two, the topic once again here today is balancing being outside with being inside. Number two, understand this word balance, okay? The word balance, everyone, does not mean 50-50. Let me say that again. The word balance does not mean 50-50. And a lot of people tend to think that it does. So balance means, definition of balance is, so they have one that's the noun balance or the actual device, a balance. There's a device called a balance. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about balance, the idea, which is a state of equilibrium or parity characterized by cancellation of all forces by equal opposing forces. So I'm basically going against the grain of what the dictionary says. See, the dictionary says equal opposing forces. It's technically not against the grain of the dictionary. It depends on how you want to interpret these words. So the way that you interpret these, you could actually look at it in a different way. Let me grab a different definition out of Merriam-Webster. It says, produce an even distribution of weight on each side of the vertical axis. Again, technically, I could find a way to make that fit exactly what I'm saying here. What I'm saying is balance does not mean 50-50. So an even distribution, again, even could technically be a relative term depending on how you want to look at it, depending on how granular you want to get here. But what I want you to understand is that you can balance things without them being 50-50. What I say, when I say balance, what I mean is everything needs to add up to 100. That's what I mean when I say balance. Everything has to add up to 100. Doesn't mean that everybody has to have the same amount, because everybody and everything are not worth the same amount. Not everybody and everything are equal, nor do they have the same level of importance. So there's no reason for everything to be equal, because everything ain't equal. All right, why would you do that? That's just unnatural. When people use the word balance, again, they often mean it to say equal amounts between all involved parts. I am saying that's not what it means. Balance means, again, the total needs to be 100%, which means 80-20 is a balance. The 80-20 rule produces a balance. How is this? Because if you have a sales team of 10 people and two of your salespeople are producing 80% of your sales, two salespeople produce $80,000 in sales a month, and the other eight salespeople produce a combined $20,000 in sales a month, your business is clearing $100,000 in sales per month. But is it $10,000 per salesperson? No, it's not, because we know that two people are producing $40,000 each, which adds up to $80,000, and the other eight are producing a total of $20,000, which is, my math is correct, $2,500 each per month. So is this balance? Yes, it is. That's the balance, because it's equaling the equation is that it comes out to $100,000. Now, me as a sales manager, I'm glad that I'm making $100,000 a month. That does not mean everybody else is getting compensated the same because they're not performing the same. And as a matter of fact, what I'm about to do is fire the eight salespeople who are selling $2,500 a piece because I don't need them. I'm just going to focus on the two that I have. I'm going to ask them, do they have any friends? And I'm going to get more people like them. All right. So I can make even more sales these months because they are outpacing everybody else individually anyway. So what I need the rest of these people, I'm paying all these other people for nothing. They're just taking up space in my business. So again, balance can be 80-20. Balance can be 90-10. Balance can be 40-60. Those are all balances. If me and LeBron James are playing a game of 2-on-2 basketball, I'm probably going to let him have the ball 90% of the time. Even though I used to play basketball, I don't play anymore. So he's probably in better basketball shape right now than I am. I'm going to let him have the ball 90% of the time. I'll get it about 10% of the time. Why? Because him having the ball 90% of the time gives us a better chance to win the game. Okay, so you need to decide how much of what needs to go where and when. That's balance. And again, it ain't equal. This is not an equal deal. Life is not an equal deal. Now, life balances out, but that doesn't mean everything and everyone are equal, because we're not. So your job is to figure out how much distribution goes on what side of the scale at what times and for what reason. This is all part of your strategizing. This is all part of your system, and this is rooted in the way that you think. It's rooted in your mindset and understanding this. And these are all parts of what we do inside of Work On Your Game University. All right, that's why I'm explaining this in this way, so you understand that these pieces need to be figured out. If you don't have these figured out, you still have them. They still exist, but you don't have any control over them when you aren't even aware of what's happening. So these days, again, I do a good amount of inside work, such as writing my articles. If you're on my email list, you see how much I'm hitting your inbox with articles from me, right? So I do a good amount of inside work. I do a good amount of recording of this show and many other things that we're currently working on that haven't even been announced. At the same time, I'm doing the outside work, outreach, follow up on the outreach, and I'm looking to create. I do that because I want to create outside opportunities that are outside of my world that can lead to bringing new people into my world. All right, there's a strategy and a process behind this. There's a rhyme to the reason. There's a rhyme and reason, or what they say, a method to the madness, as they say. What I'm doing is not madness. There's a method to everything that we're doing here. So I'm looking for ways to collaborate. I'm looking for ways to do business with other people. I'm looking for ways to expose my message to audiences that are not mine, other people's audiences. And at the same time, they're exposing their message to my audience, because when something comes out, I'll share it. Hey, I was on this person's show. I was on this person's podcast. I was on this person's radio show. I got an article on this person's website, whatever it may be. So this is all aided heavily by the fact that I have other people working with me, and it's not me doing all the work by myself. I've tried to do all this by myself at times when I didn't have other people working with me, and you can't get as much stuff done, and nor is the quality of your stuff going to be that great when you try to get more done. You can still keep your quality level pretty steady, but your output is a lot less, simply because human beings only have one brain, two hands, two eyes. We can only be in one place at a time. But if you have other people working with you now, you can start delegating, passing work off to others so that you can focus more and more and more on the main things that only you can do. Like this show and this recording here, this is the main thing that only I can do. I don't want anyone else doing this. When it comes to writing my articles, I don't want anyone else writing. I want to do those things. When it comes to getting on the cozy calls, I don't want anyone else doing that. Now, all of those things could at some point in the future change. As of now, those are my main things, and those are the things I'm holding on to. Now, other businesses may do things differently. As a matter of fact, I know other businesses do things differently because I engage with other businesses where the main person doesn't do the coaching calls. The main person may not even record their own show. The main person doesn't do all their writing. So they have other focuses. You have to know what your focuses are. You got to know what your balance is. What makes the most sense for you? So the amount of inside and outside work that I'm doing right now would not be possible with me doing it all myself. That's the reason I brought that up. Now, I could still do the work itself. I just couldn't do the same amount by myself. I just want to make that clear. You know those days in your life when you don't really feel like being at work, you don't really feel like doing the job that you're required to do, but you have to do it anyway? Yeah, those days. We call those days the third day. Everyone has them, no matter what it is that you do. And you need to, if you're going to be a professional, have a system for getting through those days, because they're going to happen. I wrote a book called The Third Day, The Decision That Separates the Pros from the Amateurs, that systematically and strategically coaches you on how to get through those days so you can give your best effort when you least feel like it. I will give you a free copy of the book. Again, it's called The Third Day. All you have to do is cover the shipping and go to thirddaybook.com. Again, that's thirddaybook.com. Get a free copy of that book, How to Separate Yourself, the Pro, from the Amateurs by showing up and giving your best effort when you least feel like it. Just go to thirddaybook.com. Point number three. Today's topic, once again, is balancing your inside activity with your outside activity. Number three, there is no right or wrong answer to this. It's not like when you're at this stage in business, you need to be this much inside and this much outside, or when you're in this stage, you do this much inside, but that much outside. It doesn't work like that. There's no right or wrong answer to this. This is really just based on who you are, where you are, what you want for your business, and what your inside activity is versus what your outside activity is. You need all of these variables filled in, and then you can make a educated decision as to what to do and what not to do. And again, this is exactly what I coach people on. So if any of you is listening to this and you understand it, but you're not quite sure how to apply it, that's completely fine. That's the reason why I have the university, so I can help you with this stuff. But there is no right or wrong answer. However, there must be an answer. No answer is right or wrong, but you have to have an answer. If you have no answer, that's wrong. All right. So the one way you get this wrong is to have no answer at all. So there is no perfect balance between outside work and inside work. No such thing. Because all of us have different businesses. We go through different seasons for different reasons. But you must have a conscious understanding of which one you are focused on in the moment, which can change day by day, and how much of each you need to be doing in order for your business to achieve the outcomes that you want it to achieve. So you need to know, what is my target here and what's the best way for me to go about doing this? Again, this is all part of strategizing in business. This is all strategizing and mindset. Again, in the university, this is what we work with people on. So for example, I told you I'm doing a lot of outside work right now. There's a lot of outside in my season this year. But let's say Random House or Penguin, these are publishing companies, called me today and say, Dre, we want you to take that whole concept of the 12 Work on Your Game commandments. We want you to write a book on it. We're going to give you a $500,000 advance and we need the book within the next 6 weeks. Well, all of a sudden, my outside season becomes an inside season because I'm taking that deal and I'm going to write that book. So all of a sudden, things have changed. So you see how things can shift immediately based on the situation. And again, in the entrepreneurship world, things can change that quickly. Things can change one day to the next. So you just got to know what your metrics are, what your measures are, what matters to you, what doesn't. And again, these are all your choices. There's no right or wrong answer here. So the biggest challenges that I find for most entrepreneurs, especially those of you who get to choose exactly what you do and don't do in your business, is that many entrepreneurs have never even considered this stuff, let alone have you come up with answers. That's the thing. And that's the reason why I did this episode. Because many of you have never even thought about any of this stuff that I'm talking about here today. But now you're thinking about it because I'm talking about it. You need to think about this stuff. You need to consider how much inside work you need to be doing versus how much outside work you need to be doing, given your desires, and you need to come up with some answers. And I would suggest you listen to this episode more than once. All right, it takes 7 impressions of anything to really get through to the subconscious mind. You're only thinking about this consciously, basically surface level thinking when you hear something one time. You got to listen to it over and over and over again. Taking notes helps even more. It helps make a stronger imprint faster. So, with that all said, let me recap today's class, which is balancing being outside with being inside. Again, I thought of this because I'm doing a lot of outside work, a lot of media outreach and collaborations so far this year. And it got me thinking, well, how do you balance the inside work with the outside work? Because I'm doing a hefty amount of both right now. It's not one or the other. Point number one, there's a season for everything and everything has a season. So when I was finishing up one of my books, Work on Your Game, I was doing a lot of inside work because I just wanted to finish writing the book. But as soon as the book writing was done, the publisher had it and they had to do their stuff. I immediately went into outside mode to start marketing and promoting the book that was on its way. So you just have to know what season you're in based on your goals. Number two, balance does not mean 50-50. All right, so I'm going against the grain dictionary here. It doesn't mean an even distribution. It just means the total has to equal up to 100%. Because if 80% is over here and 20% is over here, if that 80% is worth 80% and the 20% is only worth 20, that's balance to me. That's what I'm saying. So you just need to understand what balance actually means to you. Again, you can get really granular with that definition and I can make it match the definition, but I don't care if it doesn't. I'm just telling you balance in this sense does not mean even distribution, because everything ain't even, everyone ain't even. We have different reasons to do different things, and some things matter more than others. That's just a truth of life, and you should accept that, know it, and apply it. So the amount of inside and outside work that any of us does, especially as we increase our output, is usually not possible by doing it all by yourself. That's why you want to get other people on your team. You want to learn how to delegate and learn how to use things other than yourself to get things done. Number three, there's no right or wrong answer to what level of balance you need to strike, but you need to have an answer, period. You need to know that there is this balance. I'm doing this much of this and this much of that for this reason. If you don't have a reason, then it's really hard to make decisions. It's hard to make decisions when you don't have clear outcomes, so you don't have clarity as to what you're trying to do. So you need to know day by day what you're looking to do and why you're looking to do it. And what I found is many entrepreneurs have never even considered this stuff, let alone have they come up with answers to it. So you got to think about it. You need to consider how much inside work you should be doing versus how much outside work based on your goals. So if you don't know your goals, then start there. That's it. Text me, CRM, my community. My number's down below in the description. And remember to go to workonyourgameuniversity.com to have me as your direct coach to work with me directly so we can get your business where you want it to go based on clear goals, clear outcomes. And then you know exactly where you're distributing your resources so we can get to those goals with my help along the way. That's workonyourgameuniversity.com. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions. You can share challenges with me. You are messaging me directly. You can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me. 305-384-6894. People often ask me, Dre, is there any way that I could work with you directly? Is there any way that I could talk to you on a regular basis, just ask you questions, share with you what I'm doing, and just get your feedback and your insight on where I'm going personally and professionally? The answer is yes. And the further answer is there's only one place to do that. That is Work On Your Game University. That's the only place I do any coaching. It's the only place I work with anyone directly. All you have to do to get involved in the university is go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. There you'll see all your options, whether you want to schedule a call with us, join one of our group programs, and we go from there. I'll see you inside. Again, that's workonyourgameuniversity.com. It's important to me that the supplements I take, if I take any at all, are of the highest quality. And that's why for the last 2+ years, I've been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands, AG1 is consistently and constantly searching for how to do things better. At 52 iterations of their formula and counting, their team is always trying to find better ways to source, test, and aim to find the best quality ingredients available. So many people have asked me if AG1 is actually the real deal. And trust me, there's a reason why I've been drinking it for so long. Quality for AG1 is not just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I know I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standard typically only tests for 10. Taking care of my health shouldn't be complicated, and AG1 simplifies this by making it so that there aren't a million different pills and capsules to keep track of. I hated doing that. Just one scoop of AG1 mixed with water every day. It's really that simple. AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support. I have partnered with AG1 for so long because they make such a high quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out. That link is down below in the description as well. One more time, drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out.